Oh. Praise the Lord. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a new year in God. Amen. We'll say Shana Tova, and you will say in response, Umetuka. Amen. Basically, we are declaring a sweet year. Praise God. God is good. Amen. Father, we are thankful for your presence. Lord, we step into your divine purpose and destiny for our lives. And at this very special and crucial time, we want to hear what you have to say to us. Not the words of a man, but words that are born of your spirit. And therefore, Lord, I surrender myself to you and ask, O God, that I will be the voice of your oracle, that I will speak clearly in the wisdom of your spirit, not in the understanding of man, but in your knowing. And that, Lord, by so doing, you will prepare us, you will spare us, you will keep us, you will protect us, and you will fight for us. Lord God, here we are, your sons, your daughters, your people. For your word says, my people shall not be ashamed. Deliver us from evil, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. In the next few weeks, we are going to be following a particular theme. And that theme is God Arise. God Arise. I don't like holding meetings for meeting's sake. So if I don't hear from the Lord, I don't do anything. But I will inquire of the Lord to hear what he will say. And as I inquired of the Lord concerning this feast, I heard the Lord really rather quickly. He said, let God arise. I said, oh, that's for Rosh Hashanah? He said, yes. And for Yom Kippur, I said, oh, for both of them? And he said, and for Sukkot. I said, that's different. He said, that's what we're talking about. So I'm going to hear from God today, and you will hear from God as we explore what that means, what God is trying to say to us when he says, let God arise. In Psalm 68 and verse 1, we read those same words, let God arise. Now, when we use that word, let, it is a statement towards God that this is what we want God to do. But there is the response on our side also, which is about us letting God arise. So there's a response. Let God arise. Lord, arise. But God says to us, Let me arise. In other words, take the things that don't belong out of the way so I can do for you what you need done. So there's the God part and there's our part. Let God arise. Now, if you were in Britain, you'll find a statement in houses that are vacant apartments. They will say something like, apartment for let. Yeah? That is making this room available. Praise the Lord. And when we talk about let God arise, we're basically saying we're making room for God to be God in our lives. Are we together so far? Because there's all kinds of things that God can do. But God will not just do anything without us making room for him to do it. Are we together so far? So the letting God arise is something that we are declaring to God, but God is also declaring to us, let me, or like he will say, be still and know that I'm God. Be still. Stop fretting. Stop worrying. Make room. Allow me to be God in your life. And tonight, we are not just going to share the word of God, but we are going to pray. Because those are the two things he said to me to accomplish today. Let it also be a time of prayer. Hallelujah. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. The rising of God is the scattering of the enemy, whatever that enemy is. Whatever that enemy is. If it is an enemy of finances, if it's an enemy of health, if it's an enemy of people, if it's an enemy of institutions, if it's an enemy of agendas, whatever the enemy is, God is saying to us, it is time to have whatever is standing in your way scattered. Praise the Lord. And I want to be in agreement with the Lord, because everything that the Lord has been saying to us through the years, not one of them has changed. Not a thing that God has spoken to us has changed. But God is saying to us, watch me. Get out of the way. Remove the idols in your heart. Or like Jacob said to the children of Israel when he was coming back from Laban's house, God told him, he said, tell everybody to get rid of their idols. Get rid of your idols. If you're going to come into this place of promise, get rid of your idols. And so they brought their idols. I don't know what our idols are. I really don't. But whatever the idols we carry, that is whatever it is that we carry that stands in confrontation with God, that is between us and God, God is saying, I don't want any separation between you and me. Not your household, not your business, not your whatever. remove the obstacles. Or like my spiritual father will say, take the mask off. Take it off. We need to come to that place as we step into this new year. We need to come to that place where we are determined not to have any other gods before Him. We need to come to that place where we are exposed to God. Because the days that we are coming into are dangerous days. The days that we are in are very dangerous, and they're going to get worse. But in the midst of all of the confusion, God is making us a promise that He is our good shepherd and we shall lack nothing. Amen? My faith and my trust must be in the Lord, not in the mountains. From whence does my help come? It comes from the Creator, the one who made the heavens and the earth. Praise God. And God is calling us to that place, and He's saying to us, listen, let me get a hold of every enemy and scatter them. In other words, that which is scattered has no capacity to stop you. The enemy will come in one way, he says, but I'm going to get them driven out in seven directions. In other words, completely. Deuteronomy chapter 28 tells us that. When we gave heed to the word of God. Actually, let's go to Deuteronomy 28 real quickly. It says, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Hearken, listen diligently. In other words, you have to shut off every other voice. If there's one thing that is paramount that we must have in this last of the last days, it's the grace of discernment. Discernment because we are attentive, listening to the voice of God. This is my sheep. Hear my voice. They don't pay attention to the voice of the enemy. And there are so many voices all over broadcasting whatever it is they are broadcasting. Broadcasting fear, broadcasting shame, broadcasting failure, broadcasting whatever. But God says, I need for you to diligently hearken to my voice. To observe and to do. To observe and to do. Jesus, our Lord, said, I do nothing except what I see the Father doing. So God is calling us not only to pay attention with our hearing, but to observe because we are sighted. Put your hands in your eyes, on your eyes, and say, Father, open my eyes to behold you, to see what you are doing. So I can do the same in Jesus' mighty name. Put your hands in your ears and say with me, Father, my ears are open to receive your word. And your word that comes into me is filled with faith. Put your hand in your heart. Say, Father, I thank you that my heart belongs to you. It's a heart filled with love. And this love causes faith to work in my life. Amen. Praise the Lord. It says to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. This is a promise of, he says, I'm going to set you up on high above all nations. He's speaking to Israel, but we are spiritual Israel. Hallelujah. We are part of this covenant promise. And he says, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. The blessings of God are going to come and they're going to overtake you if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of the body, and the fruit of the ground, and the fruit of the cattle, and the increase of the kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. This is the promise of God. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. And verse 7. 7 is the number of completion. He says, the Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee. Remember, we are saying, let God arise. But the word of God says the enemy is going to rise also. But the one that rises up against thee, what is going to happen? To be smitten before thy face. Smitten before thy face. So they're going to rise. He didn't say they're not going to rise. He said they're going to rise. But you are going to see them slapped. Praise the Lord. Smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee. How many ways? Seven ways. They're scattered. Why? Because God is risen. Now, how does God arise? By me paying attention to his word. It's not just a slogan. Not just a phrase that we just say, let God arise. No, God is arising because we are obedient to his word. Hallelujah. The Lord Jesus cast out the demon, a deaf and dumb spirit out of a young man whose father brought the boy before his disciples, and they could not cast the spirit out. Meanwhile, at that time, the Lord Jesus Christ was at the Mount of Transfiguration with Peter, James, and John, and there was a transformation that took place. And up in a mountain, and Jesus is clothed in this bright garment. The real Jesus was revealed. And Peter is mesmerized by what has just happened. And instead of blotting out, let's make out three tabernacles. We'll talk about that some other day. But God spoke, this is my beloved son. Hear ye him. Hear him. We need to hear the Lord Jesus Christ. And this year, God is calling us to come under the covering of that grace. He's calling us. He's calling you. He's calling me. He's saying to you and I want you to pay attention to my word. This is not the time to fool around with other people's thinking, what they think, what they want. My primary goal must be, what does God want? What does he want? What does he want from me? How can I obey him? Because he's saying, I am going to smite your enemies. Whoever it is that rises up against you, they're going to be smitten. It's a commitment God is making to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 2 says in Psalm 68, Psalm 68 and verse 2. It says, as smoke is driven away, so drive them away. Drive away from me every enemy. Now, please hear me. Please hear me. This is not the year for you to be running after your enemy that has been driven away. You don't know why God is driving them away. Because not everybody that you think supposedly is a friend is a friend. And when you're calling God to arise, he says, expect this to happen. Some people and some things are going to get away from your life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It says, as wax melted before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. Wow, that's interesting. God arising is about his presence in my life. And he is God inhabits the praise of his people. Hallelujah. So part of our diligence in hearkening to the word of God is a diligence of entering into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Praise the Lord. Now, God calls us to a sacrifice of praise. Remember that? That means when the enemy rises, sometimes you don't feel like praising, but you're going to elect to praise the Lord anyhow. Because it is in the praising of God that your enemies are defeated. Jehoshaphat learned that secret, didn't he? When he's surrounded by enemies, he learned, I need to declare victory. 2 Chronicles 20:20. 2 Chronicles 20:20. 2 Chronicles 20:20. The man of God set up a choir, and they risen up. He says, and they rose early in the morning. They rose, and God is calling us to rise early. This is early. On this first day of Rosh Hashanah, this is early. This is morning. Praise the Lord. He says, they rose up early in the morning and went forth. They went forward into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you what? So shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you what? Prosper. Believe the Lord your God, that's how you're going to be established. Now, we know that being established is because of the proclamation of the word of God. We do have that settled, right? Okay. So, when we talk about believing the Lord, so shall you be established, we're talking about saying the same thing that God is saying. I'm saying what God is saying. He says, that's how you're going to get established, rooted, grounded. He says, however, believe in his prophets, that's how you're going to succeed in life. If you believe what I'm saying to you right now, you're going to see a dramatic change in the days to come in your life. I'm not saying everybody's going to get it. I'm saying you are going to experience the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Don't measure yourself based on what everybody else is experiencing. If you were to go on a flight today, flying internationally, there are going to be people in economy. There are going to be people in premium economy. There are going to be people in business class. And in some cases, there are going to be people in first class. They are all in the same plane, but they are not all having the same experience. Hello? If you want to have a different experience, you got to listen to the instruction. Whatever it is God is saying. And it has to be personal to you. Hallelujah. That's how you're going to have a different experience. And God is calling you and I to a totally different experience. An experience in God that causes you to be separated. Or the Bible will say, the Word of God will say, holy. Or it will say, sanctified. Separated unto God. Praise God. We need to learn that powerful key. You are not going to be like everybody else. Our Lord says, not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, shall inherit the kingdom. Not everyone. But you and I have to make certain that we are the ones that inherit, that our proclamation of lordship is exactly that. You know something the Lord said to me many years ago? Remarkable statement. He said to me, the enemy will obey you and things will obey you according to your obedience to me. Now, if you don't obey me, don't expect things to obey you. As you humble yourself before me, that's how things will humble themselves before you. Wow. That's a powerful truth. So I want you to rise with me for a moment and say with me, Father, help me to walk in obedience. I want to obey your word. Grant me the strength and the ability to obey. For in my obedience, all things will be made subject to me for your glory and honor. Amen. You see, the Lord, the Bible says in Philippians 2, that based on the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father gave him a name that is above every other name, that at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee must bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord of the things in the heavens, the things in the earth, and the things under the earth. Praise the Lord. Our obedience is premium. In fact, the Bible tells us that the one thing that our Lord Jesus Christ learned was obedience. He had to learn obedience. And when we cry out to God about obedience, it is something that we're going to grow into, learn. And as we learn it, we'll become efficient. to the glory of God. Hallelujah. 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 Now back to 2 Chronicles 20 in verse 21. 2 Chronicles 20 and verse 21. He says, and when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, watch that, and to what? Say, praise the Lord, for his what? Mercy endureth forever. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. This is important for us to take cognizance of. It is not based on all of our goody-goody-goodies. It is based on our obedience to the Word of God, walking in faith and trusting God and recognizing that the benefits that we have are all because of the mercies of God. The mercies of God. I must rely on my mercy, the mercy that God is extending towards me, because it is that mercy of God. And the Word of God says to us, surely goodness and what? Mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Praise God. So we need to implore mercy. He raised up these people and he says, I want you to go before the army, because our faith is not in our army. We have the army, but our faith is not in it. Our faith is in God. We have the money, but our faith is not in the money that we have. We have the personnel, but our faith is not in the personnel that we have. We have the education, but our faith is not in the education that we have. We have the doctors and we have the medicine, but our faith is not in the doctor and the medicine that we have. Our faith is in the mercies of God. We need mercy. Father, I need mercy. Do you need mercy today? Then raise your hand and say, Lord, I need mercy. Hallelujah. I need mercy. Because without the mercies of God, I will flounder. No man is able to withstand the enemy in their strength. Only by the mercies of God. Praise God. Only by the mercies of God. Oh, I'm going to fast for 20 days and that's what's going to fix it. No, that's not going to fix it. You're going to get very hungry. That's all you're going to get. Mercy. Now, the mercy of God may be God saying to you, I want you to go on a 20-day fast. That's the mercy of God. But your faith is not on that. It is on obeying the word of God. Do you understand the difference? God, I want to just obey your instruction. He says, and when they began to sing and to praise. Wait a minute. I thought it said, and for them to say, praise the Lord, for his mercies endure forever. But the saying was in their singing. Now, what is that? It tells us that you can sing without saying. You can be singing a lot of songs and your heart is not in it. It is saying. If you say to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, do not doubt where? In your heart. But believe that those things which you say from your heart. Get it? So, sing from the heart. Believe what you're singing. Lock into it. And when they began to sing and to praise the Lord set ambushments. Ambushments. He sent ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, Ammon, Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were what? Smitten. Praise the Lord. He said, if you obey the instruction, there is going to be a lot of smiting going on. Hallelujah. 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 The Bible says, for the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir. In other words, they rose up. They were meant to rise up against you, but what did they do? They rose up against themselves. So shall it be in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Your enemies will rise up against themselves and wipe themselves out. It says, the children of Ammon and Moab stood up. They came into agreement together, but not against Israel, not against Judah, but they went against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. It's like... I say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that the enemy will not be satisfied until he wipes himself out. Amen. Rise and say it with me. Say with me. The enemies of my soul will not be satisfied until they destroy themselves. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare now, destroy yourselves now. Praise God. Sit down. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Praise God. He said they're going to melt like wax. When wax comes across heat, it begins to melt. So what does that mean? That means that just like my Father is a consuming fire, and I'm created in his image and likeness, that I am the presence of fire. I said we're going to be preaching the word of God and we're going to be praying. I hope you know that we're praying while we're going. So I want you to rise one more time with me and say, Father, ignite me with your fire so that as I move, every enemy will melt before me. In the mighty name of Jesus, in this new year, I am ignited. I am on fire in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Do you remember that the fire came down on the day of Pentecost and it rested on them? Praise God. Praise the Lord. Do you recognize that when Moses was going to be commissioned to go back to set the captives free, he came across the burning bush, fire. And the word of God says, God is a consuming fire. You created in his image and likeness, you are a consuming fire. I am a consuming fire. Let every enemy burn and melt in Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. I'm going to wrap up in just a moment. Psalm 35. I might read through it today, but maybe tomorrow go deeper. In Psalm 35, he says, "Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Take up my case. Be my attorney. Be my advocate. And take up my case against my enemies. Those that have come against me, that are striving with me, competing with me. I do this, they want to do the same thing." Because striving with is not just something that comes against you in terms of pushing you back. Sometimes striving is competition with you. Split my cause. And fight against them that fight against me. God, my Father, be my fighter. You know the Word of God says in Ephesians 6, it tells us that we should put on the whole armor of God, because we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers and against the rulers of the darkness of this world and against spiritual wickedness in high places. He says, because of that, you put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. In the evil day. That is a particular day. And having done all, to stand. He says, stand therefore. That means rise. Stand. Having your loins girt about with truth. Truth of the Word of God. The truth is Jesus Christ. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And having the breastplate of righteousness, we have been given the gift of righteousness. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, which tells me I need to be in Christ. If any man be in Christ, that man is a new creation, a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things now are new. He says, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. What gospel of peace? The gospel of peace is the gospel of Jesus Christ, the truth of the Word of God. He says, have your shoes be that. How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. He that winneth souls is wise. Amen? He says, and above all, taking the shield of faith. He says, you take the shield of faith, wherewith you are able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Take that shield. Put on that helmet of salvation. Take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Now, he's saying to us, I'm not saying for you to get all dressed up just because it is for you. He says, get dressed up because of other people. Amen? Be equipped. Not so that you can say, I am spiritual. I am anointed. The Lord says in Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to do what? To preach the gospel to the poor. Yes? Is that what it says? Remember what we said. For anything, for you to be able to keep anything, you've got to give it an assignment. Yeah? Do you see it right there? There's a reason. God doesn't bless you for no reason. He blesses you, and there is an assignment attached to that blessing. Because you came here empty-handed, and you're going to leave empty. Capish? So every blessing God brings into your life has a purpose. Because you're not going to take it from here. So when the Lord blesses you, say, Lord, thank you. What do you want me to do with this? And he will give you instruction. Just do exactly what he said for you to do. You don't know why, but there's a reason. Hallelujah. This is how God rises in us, and enemies are scattered. Praise God. You say, why do you say that? Well, didn't you read from Deuteronomy 28? Before he says, talks anything about the enemies, he talks about the blessing. That's why the word of God says, for example, money answereth all things. You and I have to have it. We have to have resources. Wealth and riches are in the house of the righteous. We've got to have that. Praise the Lord. That's part of how we scatter the enemy. So whichever way God wants to use us and impact our lives for the scattering of the enemy, we must embrace. Are you okay with that? So let's go back to Psalm 35. Take hold. Now it's not me now. This is God. Because the enemies that we have are too strong for us. He says, God, I need you to take hold of shield, and I need you to take hold of buckler, and I want you to stand up for mine help. Stand up for mine help. Arise, O God. And that's where we're going to stop tonight, in the preaching of the word. But I want you to rise with me at this time. And I want you to begin to implore God. Say, God, rise for me. Help me. Fight for me. Speak for me. Do for me what I cannot do. Your blessings in my life are so great, I cannot carry it. I need you to carry it for me. Hallelujah. Just begin to cry out to the Lord. Talk to the Lord right now. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Father, we thank you for grace and for mercy. Lord God, we need you to stand up for us. Stand up for us as individuals. Stand up for us as families. Stand up for us as a congregation. Stand up for us as your people. Stand up for your nation, Israel. Stand up for God and fight for Israel. Lord, oh God, the enemies that they have are all over the place. And Lord, oh God, they need a resounding shout of victory that shuts up every enemy. Lord, oh God, every nation, every community that's against your people, trying to strip them of that which you have ordained for them to have. Lord God Almighty, today, as you did it, oh God, for Jehoshaphat, do it again, Father. Do it again. 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 Do it again for us, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of your people. Let the promise attached, O God, to that prayer be manifested in our lives. For Lord, O God, it is unto you that we cry out. We need your help. We need your help, Father. We need your help. Help us, Father. Help us, Father. Help us, Father. Let mercy speak for us. In the mighty name of Jesus, mercy, speak for me. Speak for me. Speak for your people, O God. 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 Do exceedingly far beyond anything we dare ask or think. Exciting days are ahead of us. And Lord, O God, we thank you that you are possessing our possessions. And Lord, O God, by your grace, we take a hold of our possessions. And we thank you, Lord, for the supernatural grace of overflow. Let every activity of the enemy cease. Arise, O God. Let every enemy be scattered. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Well, it's good to have you here tonight. But before we are dismissed, we are going to bring our special offering unto the Lord. And we are also going to participate by, this time it's not our regular communion, but during this feast, our Jewish brothers will also eat things that are sweet. They will use apples and honey and stuff like that. And we're going to do the same thing. And for those of you who are at home, if you do have some apple and honey, we'll encourage you to get that out. But for right now, let us first of all honor God with our giving, and then let's have the ushers serve the saints with the plate of fruit and stuff like that. Actually, to do that quicker, why don't you just, when you bring in your offering, just go and take one of those trays. Word of God says that at this feast days, that we should not come to God empty-handed. Thank you. So be certain to release an offering unto the Lord. Those of you that are online, do the same thing. This is one of those feast times that the instruction of the Lord is empty-handed. Especially if you're male, because this is a time that God blesses your seed. Hallelujah. Praise God. You say, oh, I'm a female. Well, I have one.
I'm eating away. Oh, you got some?
Yeah. Okay. I'll take Take that to Mama. Yeah, praise God. Every person, if you're male, you're a male already. But if you're female, you have males set in there. Amen? You want your seed blessed. Hallelujah. So this is that time where God says, honor me with that seed so I can bless it. Because your seed ends up becoming your fruit in the days to come. Amen? Praise the Lord. All right. I'm sure everybody has that already, and those of you that are at home. May God cause our lives to be sweet. And may we have a sweet new year. Praise God. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I'll release those that are on YouTube and Facebook. At this time, I speak the blessing of the Lord over you. Enjoy the goodness of God. I will see you tomorrow evening, same time at 6:30 Central Time. And we'll go deeper into the Word of God and hear what God has to say to us. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah.